said he's following Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Lakish are machlokas. Charamar makdishin. One said he could be makdish kachim on yontif. Charamar a makdish. The other said he can't be makdish. So how could that possibly be? The Mishnah said you can't. What's the machlokas? So says more Rabbanan the Kisorim mefarshin. The rabbis in Katsrin said mefarshin law. They explained it that we're not talking about making hekdish something which is not necessary. That of course is not allowed to do on yontif. The shaila is when you can be makdish necessary korbanos like a talmid or a musaf. So on that, Rabbi Yochanan Mar Magdishim B'Tchila B'Yotif, you be Makdish the carbon of that day, specifically in Yotif. Shimon Lakish, Emar Mar, E Magdishim B'Tchila Yotif, the carbon which is not required, even the carbon which is required for that day, you may not make initially Hekdish on Yotif. You can, as long as you bore it for Yotif, you can sacrifice it, but you can't make it Hekdish on Yotif. So each tiny, those learned to buy, so holy chlo eitzel mochre tloim, then when you need to buy a Pesach, when Erev Shabbos comes out on when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, then you go to the people who sell sheep, which sounds like they're not yet hektish. Istani tani, those who said holy chloetz amokre psachim. They're selling animals which are ready, designated psachim. So man them are holy chloetz amokre, mokre tloim, you go to people who are selling sheep, and you can be makdish them, command them are makdish, that's like man them says you can be makdish or korban, whose day is that day, meaning in this case Erev Pesach, which comes on Shabbos, so that you can be makdish it on that day, right? Man amar makdishin holds that you can be makdish on that day, and the man amar says makdishin, you can buy your corn Pesach from a regular sheep dealer, even one who doesn't have pre-designated korbanos, right? However, man amar etzo holy chetzo mocher psochim, the one who holds you have to go to somebody selling already pre designated psachim, commander Ekdish Yotif, you now have to be makdish initially in record, which is required to be brought on that day on Yotif, and therefore he have to go to somebody selling a red Pesach which is already consecrated. So says the Gemara, Chodamra, this teaches us, She'ena Yotzil Chulin V'Chozer V'Kadosh. So he cannot go out to be Chulin and then come back and become Kadosh again. Right, that when you buy the Pesach, it doesn't become chulin and then become reconsecrated in your hands to the Pesach, because if that was the case, in tamer yetzel chulin, then we would say we could become chulin when the guy buys it, the Pesach or somebody else. So then chozer v'kodesh, and then it comes kodesh again. You also should be also to buy it, mishum makdish, because it became chulin and then you're makdish it again, so that should be also. So tnei ne makdish, when you now have to be makdish on yotif. So it must be that it remains hektish. When you buy a corn pesach from a dealer, it's not, it becomes ois hektish, and then it becomes hektish again in your hands, rather it retains hektish the whole time, and therefore you can buy it even on Shabbos, right? Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Chanina Raimona. Rabbi Chanina Raimona Machlokas. Chayramar, be Makdish Lamacher. One said, really, on Yontif, you're allowed to be Makdish Korbanos. The only Korban you're not allowed to be Makdish is the Korban you don't want to bring today, you want to bring tomorrow. So there you're not allowed to be Makdish on Yontif. And Rabbi Chorona Mariel said, be Makdish Berek Abayis. That, you're allowed to be makdish korbanos on Yontif, which is not Berek HaBayis, which is not a korban, so therefore now to be makdish goes to treasuries based on mikdash. It's even though it says makdishin, where it should be a makdishin, as the korbanator puts it. In one opinion, it says normally a makdishin on Yontif, there's an exception. Ba'azor, if you're makdishin, the azor itself. Because the day you're not allowed to be makdish on Yontif is an issa derabbanan. So lo gozar shvus by mikdash. So therefore, if you're in the basement yourself, you can consecrate whatever animal you have. Okay, you don't have to consecrate it beforehand because it looks like you're fixing it up or changing its designation. Once the basement mikdash is no issue to abandon the basement mikdash itself, so then you're allowed to be mocked the shit even on Shabbos.
You just slept the animal in with you to
right. Right. That is a big loophole. Right. Okay. Kol Eil b'Yontif Amrukav v'Chom b'Shabbos. It says all these things apply to Yontif and not to Shabbos. Now it sounds like, and certainly to Shabbos. Now it sounds like Ilan Inun. There's only one distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. That's what our Mishnah says. Ochel Nefesh. Is that the only difference? Or either is Chol Chorin? There are other ones as well. First of all, skill of Shabbos, right? Skill of get stoned for transgressing Shabbos, and don't get stoned for transgressing Yontif. Karsh b'Shabbos, get karsh for transgressing Shabbos, and karsh b'Yontif, don't get karsh for transgressing Yontif. Makas Yontif, on the other hand, you do get flogged for transgressing Yontif, and makas Shabbos, you don't get flogged for transgressing, Shabbos, because you can put to death, right? So, in any event, So in Tamar, we see other mitzvahs in Shabbos and other. If you're going to say that, well, we recently mentioned that there's loyalty in Shabbos and others because we're talking about ochel nefesh, we're talking about food aspects, right? So therefore, we're mentioning that which have to do with food, which has to do with ochel nefesh. It's not true. There are other differences which have to do with food, which are to pertain between Shabbos and Yontif, which are mentioned throughout the perek. So if that's the case, you should tell us what the difference in other areas between Shabbos and Yontif are. What are the other cases? But here, mashkelim peros derech haruba biyontif. One is allowed to put the fruit through a sky hole on Yontif. Avlo b'shas haShabbos. So you see the difference between other Shabbos, which is not necessarily related to ochel nefesh, right? You can just move stuff from the roof to the to your inside the house at whim, right? Doesn't have to be ochel nefesh. So we see ochel nefesh is not a necessity, right? So there must be some other dimension of Shabbos. Why didn't you mention that? Similarly, what made that up for the Falke? It says shochin atzei b'samim l'mila b'yontif was allowed to grind b'samim erms for bris mila on yontif, but not on Shabbos, right? So that's also not to do with ochel nefesh. Why there the difference? Rabbi Yosef Rosa said, "Vehu shemal." This is not. I don't think it's part of the question. Just make a statement. The only time you're allowed to grind the spices is if already the kid was mal, not beforehand, only after the fact. Only then can be doich haShabbos yontif.
Yeah, but it's a sakana already.
What?
If he's already gemal, so it's a sakana.
I guess there's enough time to do it still, though. What?
It's
what
a
are you asking?
It should be good for Shabbos as well, because it's a sakana sefashis. He's a chola.
Yeah, maybe there are different remedies. I don't know. It's a good question. But obviously, Gemara's point is that there is a difference. If there is a difference, so you have to, you can't say ein ben el ochel nefesh. There are other differences between the two. Okay, I don't know how to answer your question. So says Gemara. And the other difference is that v'omin ador the tani learned monicha chomin l'remeir chomin l'sid remeir bechotom l'shev karka, that seals of stuff in the ground shemfakin, you can loosen Matirin, and you can untie the chotchi and cut, but all this is only a yontif. But Shabbos and Mepakbi, Gilusa, Lo Amfakim, but not cut through, Lo Matirin, nor untie, Lo Chotchi Mekalim, nor do you cut in Kalim. But Shabbos Mutter ain't Tzorch, Lo Arbi Yontif. If something is Mutter on Shabbos, then it's certainly Mutter on Yontif. But that's not. Yeah, the bottom line is that the Gemara never answers the question. The Gemara's question was that there are differences in Shabbos and Yontif besides Ochel Nefesh. In some places, mostly Shabbos is more Chomer, but sometimes Shabbos is more Mekel, right? I'm not sure just how this open finishes up the paragraph.
The Gemara gave examples of other cases not Ochel Nefesh, where things are different between Yontif and Shabbos.
Right. So anyway, the Gemara doesn't answer. Where it says again, Shabbos of Kim Pak, you can loosen them, Kim, but not sever, or tear, nor untie, Vlo Chotchim Bekalim, and you can't Vlo Chotchim Bekalim, you know how to cut. Shabbos Mutter, and so the Marbiyanda, and Shabbos, whatever's Mutter and Shabbos is certainly Mutter and Yontif. We don't come out, with any conclusion here. Says Mark, Ein ben yonta, ein ben yonta Shabbos ha'ochel nevah shvuvah. So there's a line missing here. Time b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm machshiri ochel nevah shvitiru. You can also do machshiri ochel nevah shem yonta, preparations. Ma b'nei, what's the difference between ochel nevah shem preparations? Rechistam al-chadid rosh hashem shvu b'nei. Can you sharpen the top of your skewer in order to skew the meat, right? The difference is whether you can start a fire from scratch on Yontif. Right? We know the word makbi not to. Right? So the question was the Raisa, the Rabbanon, how we learned it. So Mabinei, what's the between the two sides? Rav Chistamar, Luchadid. I'll go back.
Rabbi Huda.
Yeah, I did go back. Time by time, either by the Barbatsi, the Bardalia, who are Davar. One of these things is correct. That the difference between the opinions, if you hold only Ochel Nevesh Mutter, or if you hold Machshir Ochel Nevesh is also Mutter, one of these opinions is correct. The one, well, which one we'll ask in a minute. One of the two, or what the difference is. So whether you can sharpen a skewer or start a fire. It's fire. Mawa davar, what's the thing which he says? Correct. The chadid rosh shel shpuru davar is it to sharpen the head of the skewers of machlokas or olotiyesh min avani mawa davar, or to get fire out of the stones. Leis loch elogado. So we have to say it's like this. What's kata? A mashkizan as a sake says, you're not allowed to sharpen a knife. A masil agabi chaverta. One is allowed to draw it across one's friend's knife in order to clean it. So, or a different knife in order to clean it. So the bottom line is that one is allowed to do upkeep on the knife. Right?
We had that yesterday.
Yeah, we had it. So since one's allowed to upkeep on the knife, so therefore it must be that we're talking about the difference between the two opinions. We're talking about an opinion which has to do with the knife, which means that maybe it says you can sharpen the knife on the altar, whereas Rachonim say you cannot. Okay?
I don't understand how I mean about the starting fire. Where do they even think that you could start a fire in there?
Oh, both supposed to not start a fire. You have to be somebody to rub on me, the rest of you can.
You can?
Yeah. So if you're there, Mati, Machshir, Ochel Nevesh, you'll be Mati this as well. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's what you're asking. So the rub on him, not the way you can. Okay. Mal near shaft talking, light a candle.
I'm
Rav Chista. I'm Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, like Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. Tiver akoli kidei lavir shem nus mi'alea she'alea. The truth is you're not cleaning the knife in order to sharpen it, but in order to get the wax build up, whatever building up is building up on it. Ma'alik nesh'alav tol. Can you light a candle which is only being used for ornamental purposes and is unnecessary on Shabbos? Lui candle of batola. Chizkia amar osir. That's good. Chizki Amar, no. Chizki Amar also. Chizki says it's also. Masnisa Pligra Chizki. Your brother statement argues on Chizki. It says, Los Fireweish Bechomosh will Sechem. Yomar Shabbos. It says, do not bear fire in all of your inhabited places on Shabbos. But Shabbos ain't it's a mavir. You're allowed to burn fire on Shabbos. Ava mavir at b'yontif. One is allowed to burn fire on yontif, right? In teimar v'dorim sheish ben mochol nefesh. But if it anakai mean on leisei tov ustavu has ochol nefesh inside. Voxi then say, acha shor liachel levado l'chol nefesh hu levado yesel ochem. It says that I forgot what this means. Yeah, I got it. So it says Gemara, again, Masisa Pliya Chizkiya, L'sfarish b'chomash l'sechem b'shabbos yom shabbos shabbos ain't a mavir. You can't do avar on shabbos. Avot to mavir and mavir abiyon you can do avar on yontif. So we see that you're allowed to light things even though it's not tzorach yontif, right? Because of mitoch. So it's allowed to do it for a purpose. It's allowed to do it when it's not a purpose either. So it says the Gemara.
I thought I saw it, but I'm not sure.
Let me try this again. Ner Shavtola. Let's start from there again. For a Ner Shavtola, a candle which is not written lit for a purpose. Chizki Amar Oser. Chizki said it's also to light that on Yontif. Masisa Piga Chizki. The Brights argues on Chizki because the Brights says Los Baruch Hamosh Vaseich Biyom Shabbos. You're allowed to burn fire on Shabbos. But Shabbos ain't a tamavir. On Shabbos, I'm allowed to do a frivolous fire. I'm a mavir at Yontif, but Yontif allowed to do it. So it says more in Tamar. How do I know that? Do it? Maybe say it's only dvarim sheish b'malchol nefesh. Maybe only allowed to do on yontif dvarim sheish b'malchol nefesh, not stam a candle which has no ochol nefesh attached to it. So it says no. But vaksiv that already says achasher yochlu yachel ochol nefesh uvato yisel ochem. Right, that which is it says already ochol nefesh can be done in yontif. So when it says Los Farweish Bachomosh Vasekh Biyomar Shabbos, which means Shabbos you're not allowed to do age, but on Yontif, yes, that must be referring to something else. What are we talking about? The Ner Shavtola, meaning that candle which you're lighting just for the sake of lighting it, that's according to the way he dashes the psukim, you're not allowed to light it. Okay? Because you are allowed to light it, because well Havara is mutter, right? Rabbi Abuna said, excuse me. Bitani to Tamon, we learned over there. Bishame Osim Bisil Matir. Bishame forbids to light a candle, which is a Ner Shavtola, and Bisil is Matir. Rabbi Nachman, Achoid, Rabbi Yilil, Aboykum, Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, how should I pass? Kalamaisa, Armle, Lo Tesla, Lo Tishrei. Don't say either way. Don't forbid it and don't permit it. And why are you telling that? Because we're not sure, because it says cooking or on something on Yontif, we need Otzorach Tzas. It needs to be a little bit Otzorach Yontif. So the question is whether Ner Shavtola, this idol candle, just being lit for decoration, whether it's considered to be Otzorach Tzas or not.
So we don't paskin that way, though. I mean, you can just light candles in the house just for decoration to make it look good?
I guess so, we do. I think we do. I think we do, actually. Because since this is Rabbanan, so therefore Makel in it. I think we actually do. Good question. How bad, but I think we're sure we do. The Abeim of Vakelim, correctly, by if you have an animal which you acquire on Shabbos or Yontif, so it can only go Tchum Shabbos like it's the guy wounded, Ben Hashmashos, of Erev Shabbos. I'm also bound to live, no, if somebody gives his cattle over to his son, or to his shepherd, then the cattle can walk like the feet of the son of the shepherd. If you have vessels which belong to one of the brothers' house, Harein Karagel, they're like his feet. Shame Yuchon, they're not designated for one of the brothers in the house. Harein Lukim Okum Shemaholchin, they're like places where a person
where did I go back to here?
What?
Where's walking? I don't follow the last thing.
In the Mishnah,
yeah.
There are brothers in the household, right? And the father died. Let's say, let me understate. So our rain crowd, they go like the brother who most usually uses them. If they're not generally usually used by one brother or the other, so they're like the place where all of them can go. Lochim means where they all can go. Let's say one go 2,000 amos in that direction, another go 1,000 amos in that direction. So only has the middle 1,000 amos, not the 1,000 amos on all extremes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if there's a primary brother user, goes after the primary brother. If there's an instant primary brother user, so then it goes in all directions, which is obviously the most possible chumra of how far to move on Shabbos. Okay? Masisa b'shem Aryantiv. Masisa b'shem Moser lo b'yantiv. This is talking about in Aryantiv. In our Mishnah, where you gave it on Yontif, you gave Erev Yontif, you gave the shepherd the animal on Erev Yontif, so therefore it goes by his feet. I'm a Muslim, Erev Yontif. Oh no, the other way. Amish is where you didn't give it to him, where you gave it to him on Yotzef. And that's why it doesn't belong specifically to any person vis-a-vis Tchumen, right? Because the original owner relinquished his rights, and the second owner can't acquire it on Yontif, right? So acquisitions. He must have married Yontif what he gave for every Yontif to a buyer or to a shepherd. I rake around the world like the shepherd who buys them. But she ate him raw acher. That's only also if there's another shepherd, which the person might have potentially given his ox to watch. If there's no other shepherd in the city, kiragle habakor, it goes like the only shepherd there is, because inevitably you're going to have to give it to him. The Tana gave me this one. I'm moist abraham to levakor. This is lebakor. Somebody gives his animal to a cowboy. Avo bishlo he'll deal lebakor, even though he didn't tell the cowboy. I raise the kiragle habakor. It goes like the legs, like the Erev Tchumen of the person who's grazing the sheep. So only if there's a suffix, which shepherd you're going to give it to, then we say it's not as if it's given. Once you know which shepherd you're going to give it to, it's as if it's given already, right? And therefore it goes by his feet, even banish motions when he didn't yet have it. Okay? Hashol kelim mechaver merev yantiv. Somebody borrows vessels from his friends, Erev yantiv. Correctly, Hashol goes like the borrower's 2,000 amos. Beyantiv is bars came on Yantiv. Kralia Masha is like the lenders to 2,000 amos. A woman who borrowed from her friend salt or water or flour, lisasa, for her dough. Harain Kralia stained there like the legs of both the woman who had originally and the woman who has it now. It says water anyway is not significant. It doesn't have a tchum of 2,000 amos. What's such thing? It's not so significant. Rabbi Ba, to Tchumen also so kumsiras adin. Tchumen they made like giving over judgment. What is it, giving over judgment? As if the course was already adjudicated. Yeah, that's bad. I take back that translation. It is the Pain Moshe's translation. The Pain Moshe's translation says, also so kumsiras adin means the,
strict judgment?
No. It's not that. It's a choshen mishpat. They made a choshen mishpat. In other words, normally we say water has no significance. It's no significance. But here the tchum of this creates the cake which you're baking. It takes into account the original tchum of the water you use, of the flour you add, of all the components. So what that's to say, Tchumen also so kamidas adin. It's like choshen mishpat. Why is it like that? Because most of the kamidas which go into bread, a lot of the kamidas are not necessarily things which go into the bread itself, right? The wood, the oven, things like that. So,
yeah, but you weren't borrowing the wood and the oven. You were borrowing the ingredients of the bread. Regarding the flour, the oil.
Right, but that's not even our point here. I'm not getting close because I'm too tired to speak straight. But that's not the point. The point is the question mishpat, what bothers us is that normally you don't take account water. Water is insignificant. But here we do take account water, determining what the tchum is. Because if I give the water and you give the grain, so then we have to take into account each of our tchumen. So why we take the water into account here? So the answer is that here we take into charge, but every tchumen is like a...
it becomes significant because you're using it to bake the bread.
Right.
Water itself.
Exactly. That's what it means, midas adin. In other words, it has value. It's worth prutos. Yeah. So we're saying even though water itself has no inherent value.
But here, you couldn't bake the bread without the water.
Exactly. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So that's what I take into account whoever gave the water, her feet, right? We take into account the choshen mishpat, ownership of the original commodities. Tell the Choshev Kent, you should know this is true, because Tamarim Shem Rav Chista, there they say in Rav Chista, Lo Yadi Imin Shmua, here above they say in Rav Chista, we don't know if because they had a Rav Chista had a tradition, or he came from the Mishnah, a few eights it. You have to take into account to determine the chum of the loaf of bread, where the wood came which baked it from. What do you care where the wood came from? Because since the wood enhances the value of the bread, since you need to pay money for wood to bake bread, so therefore it has a midas adin, it was, it has a choshen mishpat part in the bread. It doesn't have a kazayas. There's no kazayas of wood in the bread, but since the wood is what allows you to bake the bread,
like
so
the water was for the flour.
Right, it's like a valid, a value-added component, and therefore you take that into account and determine it's chum. Right. Right. Point the ma'im neshe mamish. Right, this is water. Water doesn't have mamish, right? He argues. Now here, the carbonator throws in the word that should be part of mentioned. Tain neshein nivloim beisa. Not because there's the different reason given. Not because water is given, but because it was absorbed in the dough. My nafi penem. What's the difference between these two opinions? So he says, hamayim. Should be shema tavshil, water in a cooked dish, not in dough. Manar neishayim ben mamish. If it's talking about the water not having mamoshes, mean they're not significant. Hare big type which be according to the Karmel. Hare ben mamish, right? Water is never significant. Manar neishayim nivloim, but the opinion says it's because it gets absorbed into the dough. Here, not hare nivloim b'tavshil. Water doesn't get absorbed into the cooked dish, right? It's the soup or the gravy, so it's absorbed in, so therefore we wouldn't have to be able to use any, kula in terms of erev tchumah, because it's very obvious the water was given by one and the vegetables are other, just looking inside the pot. Okay. Hagachelas, Karagli Bailam. A coal is like the feet of the owner. Vashal Heves, however, a flame. A flame is no is not like a coal. There's nothing monetary to possess. It's like it's the flame divorced from the. From the coal, so there's no tchum because it's not to that mamoshes to it, so therefore it doesn't generate its own tchum. Hagachel shel hekdesh. Now if you have a gachelus of hekdesh, it should be the word ain is a mistake. It should be malin, but there is meal on it. Why is it meal in? Because it can be sold. It has value. Hashel heves lo neni v'lo malin. The shel heves, the flame. Can't have a gnaw from it, but you can't be moiling it either, meaning you can't sell it, right? You have to use it for some other carbon. So therefore, the flame, although you can't transgress meal on it, but...
They took the flame from the Mizbeach?
What?
I don't understand. How is this...
Yeah, from the Mizbeach. That's how you used to light the Mizbeach HaKdoros.
Yeah.
So if you have a flame, if somebody's moiling the flame, it's not meal. Because you have to be more than something valuable, something substantial. Flame is not valuable or substantial. It doesn't exist, really, right? It's just an optical illusion, so to speak. So, the Chamisha Dvarim Nemru Begachel, the five things stated about a coal, the Chamisha Dvarim Nemru five about a flame. Gachel Shel Hekdesh Molim Bo, if you have a coal of Hekdesh, then there's meal in it. Shall have a lone evil molin. Shall a flame, however, there's no ano, but there's no mila either. Gachel shalakum, if you have a coal which belongs to a vodazara, it's osir. Because we're afraid you're going to be to join after that vodazara. But hashal heves muteris, the flame is muter, right? Because people are not going to be drawn after it. Now, I forgot what Rabbanan hold about this. If it's a hektish, I guess what we said, that there's mila if it's a coals, and there's just I'm just getting confused for no reason. Gachel shakum asura, a coal of a goy is osir, v'shalevis muteris, the flame is muter. Similar, but not quite the same like hektish. by hektish, by shall have, it's not allowed to derive any hanoah. Why the difference? So on that, the Mepharshim say, because by something which belongs to a goy, we're afraid you won't separate yourself from it. So if we made a more strenuous gezera. But in the case, of course, of a case where there's more temptation.
I thought there was no more mushes to shalavis.
Yeah, but by hektish, you're not allowed to derive any hanoah from it. Even though it's no me'ilah. By goy's flame, you're allowed to derive hanoah from it. By hektish's, you're not. So the Korban Eder brings down here, the reason for that is because by avodah zorah, we're not so afraid you're going to get wrapped up, you know, drawn after
in
it.
In the flame of avodah zorah?
No, using avodah zorah implements, because you're allowed to use the flame.
Mm-hmm.
You won't use that, because avodah zorah impugnance, so you're never going to use it. You might use it to light your cigarette, but you're not going to use it for any other activity. Whereas by the other type of by hektish, there you don't find it so disgusting, so you might use the flame, so therefore chazan makes there, even though there's no mehila, that can't have any anor from it. Okay, is that clear?
Well, it's interesting that there's no mehila, but you still
then can't get anor. It's a limbo,
you,
right?
I think, you know,
right, but with Rabbanan, they don't go together. They can right. Pick and choose. Okay, so in any event,
so if you do get anor from it, what do you open on? It's not mehila when you get malchus?
Nothing. Just going to transgress an avera, do tshuva. Amod anayim chaver, somebody who forswore any benefit from his friend, also is not allowed to take a coal from him. Mutzah b'shalos, is allowed to take flame from him because flame is not promotious. Ovrach on the Shabbos, you can make a bracha, a borim reish on the flame. Mevrach on the chesman on the coals. Clear Rashi Shem Rav said, "Imayua gecholim lochoshos." If the coals are still hot, they're still whispering because they're crackling. Mevorchin can make a bracha. Then Rabbi Yochanan the Kaitzum b'shem Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Simoit said, "Well, how many kaveis only? There's a flame which sputters out of the coal from time to time. Then it's hot enough to make a bari merorei or aish on it." Okay, Barshel Yochin. If you have a well, you have a smear. The flames jump up. You have a well which locks an individual crab. The yachid water can only go from the well in all directions based on his 2,000 amos. Bashan sheriffs belongs to the people of the city. Crab the actual city, it's like the people of the city, 2,000 amos. Shalali Bavelts, Karag the Mali, they made a special takona that it goes by the feet of the person who bought the
the water.
Not by the board. The people brought the water from the well. Okay, so they have a special account here, but it goes by their 2,000 amos. Okay, Be'er Sheben based Tchumen. Now, if you have a Be'er between two Tchum Shabbases, right, one ends in the middle of the pond, the other ends on the other side of the pond. So they can't bring water from one side of the pond to the other because each one is beyond 2,000 amos of the city. So Rabbi Yochanan Osel Mechitza Shabbos, you have to make a metal wall between the two halves of this pool so the waters don't come together, because one water is shy for that side, the other water is shy for this side. So you can't leave the walls accessible, the wall pools accessible to each other. No, you can even use a wall of reed. It doesn't have to be a metal wall. But actually, a mind shalom lekanakan, we should try and prevent the water from going back and forth. Now, the halacha doesn't even bring down. The halacha brings down. It's time preferable, as long as you have a.
It was symbolic.
Yeah, it could just be symbolic, right? So
yeah,
what's
the water's going to go underneath anyway?
Right. So what's Yushami saying, that the shloyu mind mishachim lekan, right? The water is going to go from side to side, right? So what is it? Are we playing a game here?
Well, it's symbolism.
No, so I don't think so.
Reminder. I mean, we had that in Arabic. I remember we had something like that.
Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan says you need a metal wall.
Mm-hmm.
He holds it's literal.
What, from top to bottom.
Yeah. All the way down. Yeah, absolutely. But you know what I think? I saw in the Leiden manuscript. He said, "Vach lo yu nimshach mekanakan," without water. Just says there shouldn't be nimshachim. So I think it's going on the people. The people have to be reminded not to go from side to side, because they can't take from the other side. So that's why he holds the symbolic walls enough, like you said. But the symbolic walls enough, because we don't want people going from the other side to the side. We're not concerned about the water. That doesn't bother us. Okay. He uses at least Korei Biyoch, the more Machmer the Rabbanon, the Doraisa, because Midrabbanon let the water which is also be bought on the water which is Mutzer on each side. So yet here we're Machmer. I'm Rabbi Chinner, it's also Doraisa too. Lo mean, but we know here it's water mixed with water. Right? It's not bought. Elohi Chmiru, but even Kiddivay Torah. They're Machmer and Rabbanon's like Doraisas. Adamra teaches us. It also teaches us here, Hamoitzi clay baderech hareza karavi hamoitzi. Somebody finds a vessel on the roadside, so we say it's like the vessel, like the person who finds it. Because that's like only above, there's no specific ownership, then you always go by the person who finds it. His 2,000 amos, not by anybody else. Okay? It's not part of a larger picture. Michel perosa ba'ir acheres. Somebody had his fruit in another city. V'irvum neosa ye lovo etzlo. And people that city made an Erev to come by him. Now that means they're going to bring him his fruit, which is in the other city, but he didn't make an Erev Tchumin for that fruit. Loyable apparel, so they shouldn't bring the fruit, because he didn't have an Erev Tchumin. And it's 4,000 amos away from him, so what if they made an Erev Tchumin? But he didn't have one, so therefore they can't bring him food, right? If he himself made the Erev, I rape it also come home, then his fruit is like him, and it can be brought home for home for him home on Yontif. Rav Shmuel Chai Amar once said, now there's also something missing here. It should be, Hamafki Peres Eitzel Chaverim. Somebody leaves fruit by his friend. Okay? So Hamafki Peres Eitzel Chaverim. Somebody leaves fruit by his friend. Rav Shmuel Chai Amar Kali Hamafki. One time you go by a person in whose responsible his place. And if there's some problem, then they have to make it good. The Chalot Amar, and the other said that, actually, we're not talking about here in Nizakin. We're talking about here, by Chum Shabbos, right? So our Shulchan Amar Kali Mufki goes by the Mafki, goes by a person who left the Arch of Safekeeping, his or her Chum Shabbos will have to Chum Shabbos for the fruit. The Charon Amar, the other said Kali Mishim of Kohen, so it goes by the person who's the trustee, who's going to receive the gift, right? Masis the Pligam Amar Kali Mishim of Kohen Metzel. The Mishim seems to argue my opinion, which goes by the person who's the recipient? No, who the person who's the landlord? Mm-hmm. Not the giver, the landlord. They think we learn Mishu below pay Mishu pay Rosa Biracheres, say pair the fruit in another city. Vir Benelso your level at low and slow, and the other people in the city, the city, people in the other city, extended it. Loy Vilo pay pay Rosa. They shouldn't bring from his fruit. I got the riot here. Right. Our mission seems to go against this opinion, that it goes by the person who's given the object for safekeeping. Right? Why? Because it says, Nehem Mishu Boso Biacheres, you had fruit in another city. Vivu Meosay Lavo Etzlo. The people may never have to come by you. Lo Yavilo Me Peroisov. They can't bring it. In democratic mission, of going to it goes by the person who was given the object of safekeeping, Hein Vila Perosa. So the people in that city, they have your fruit. Why can't they bring your fruit like their Tchum? If your Tchum Shabbos goes after the person who was given the object of safekeeping, the Nifkad, so people in that city, they're the Nifkadim. So they can bring the fruit to you based on their Tchum. Yet it said in our mission that you need to have the Tchum. So clearly we go after the people who could give the deposit, not the people who receive the deposit. So Rabbi Nehuda said no. Tipot Hashem Avtech B'Abayim. Our mission is talking about kids where they were never given the object for safekeeping. And they never got the key, or Shlomas and Mishusa, he never rented it out to them. Before Shabbos began, or Yomtov began. Rather, Vaidom Rado, who tells that we go by the Mafki, not by the Nifkat? Right? So it's the following case. It says, Mishazimen Etzel Orchim, somebody who invited to himself friends. Leilichu be other monos, they cannot take stuff home after meal, doggy bags or party favors. Unless someone was mizakit to them on Erev Yontif, right? Somebody acquired for Yontif began. So it says, "Morim came which is equal to Acher Manoseim." It says we're talking about a case that somebody else is mizakit to them their portions. Lo karagli mishem ufkadi metzlo. Hain doesn't shouldn't go by their
means.
It means you think that soil can somebody who invites friends. Look at the other monos, they can't give it them. Ellen came zichlem achim al seima erev yontif. You can't unless somebody acquired them before you erev yontif, before yontif began.
So what's the problem?
Oh, right, I got it. I remember. What happens if he's mizak them from erev yontif? So then they can take it home. Why? Because it belongs to them, right? Yeah, but where was it on yontif began?
In the other guy's house.
So what's the other guy? The giver has now become the nifkat. He's the safekeeper. Because he's preserving it until they get to his house the next day. Yet nonetheless, they can take it home.
Yeah.
Why can they take it home?
Because see, they made the...
So must he go after the guy's mafkid, not after the nifkat. Because they're like the mafkidim. They're like the ones who gave over the object to the host for safekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So once you go by them and not by him, by the mafkid and not by the mufkad. So it's proof that when we determine the tchum shabbos, we go by the person who's giving, not the person who's safekeeping. You see it? If you give me this watch from before Shabbos, right? But then you keep it till the next day. Till Shabbos begins, then you give it to me. So you're now the mufkad. You're giving it for safekeeping. Even though you're giving me the watch, but you already mezakeh to me from before Shabbos or Yontif. So once Yontif begins, you're really my nifkad, my safekeeper, right? If I can still take it home, it's a riot that the Tchum Shabbos is determined not by the person who's doing the safekeeping, the agent, so to speak, but rather by the person who actually owns it now, who's called the mafkid. That's their proving for me. Okay, Misha Zeman Atzal Orchid, some of you who invited friends. Lolichu b'yadam monos, they shouldn't bring in their hands gifts. Elkein zike lohem echam anusem rev yontif, they shouldn't bring the doggy bags home, as we just learned, unless somebody was blocked in front before yontif. Ein mashkin v'shoich din esam idborios. One is not allowed to give to drink and slaughter animals which live in the desert. Meaning they're not domesticated. I mean, they're domesticated, but they're some aren't wild. Because they're going to be mukta. I'm a master show this basios, but animals which live at home, so to speak, you can give them to drink and slaughter them on yotza, because they're not mukta. Elon and basios, what are ones which are domesticated or live at home? Alonus be'ir, the ones which sleep in the city. Alonus be'borios, or alonus be'for, the ones who sleep out of the pasture lands. Ain't meat borios. What are meat borios? That's one interpretation of meat borios. What's another interpretation? Murder meat borios. Elu shein yotzim and peso, they go away peso time. Nichnosos only come back birvia when the first rains come. Elu hein by seals, what are domesticated ones? Halonos beer, the ones that dwell in the city. Rabbi Omer, elu ve'elu hein meat borios. So these, if they're within the Tchum Shabbos, once Shabbos begins, you're allowed to say shech them. Which ones that even at the end of Tchum Shabbos, beginning of the Shabbos, you're not allowed to shech them, the beginning of Yontif, you're not allowed to shech them, why? Because they're considered being mukta. Hagidelos by far, that's those that are raised in distant pastures. Pastors, Am Rabbi Zir, as this said, Hadamra Klisha by Michutz Tchum Tchum Mishchashecha Mutzer Tatlo. Since it says you're allowed to move these cows, since they normally come home at night, even though it happened to be, let's say, the Shabbos, they came home after Shabbos began, doesn't matter. You're allowed to move them. So it teaches us that if you get any Mukta which comes Chutz Tchum, so Mutzer Tatlo, you're allowed to carry it. Rabbi Shimon bar Kasim Sheravah said, no, not completely. Uvad bar ba'amos, only within four amos. He can't carry the object which came on Yontif from elsewhere beyond the four amos. That's whole heter. If it came on Yontif. Kadog Gamlio Zuga, like Gamlio Zuga, Gamlio the barber. Ukre Chad Sarke Kamin, somebody gave him honor by giving him one basket of truffles. As a show on Yontif, a certain guy. As a show on Mona, Rabbi Asher Mona, what should he do with them? So he said, Kavlin bego go migairin. So well, one opinion is that accept them at home, so it's not my sign, accept them in migairin in your dwellings. Didach your dwellings, and therefore they're not going to think that
since the dark is shalom,
you
should accept it.
Shalom and no sign. Lochem Daramas, eat it only within Daramas, the place you accept it. Another interpretation given is accept it for your neighbor. Megairin means for your shachin. Accept it for your neighbor, not for yourself, and he can eat in Daramas. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch affects baskets. But as the sign brings sign, Bichutz of Chum for you on Yantav, you can't eat it. But he can carry it, and he, within Arba Amas, give it to somebody else to eat. Because there's not a Marasayan issue. Okay? So that's the bottom line, that you can move something, but only with limited extent. Also, you cannot eat it if it comes chutz tchum on yantiv. Okay, hashlam mesechta beitza. Let's make a start on mesechta Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, I think, is back.
It's the next one.
You have the next one? Oh, because yours is in order. Mine is not. I gotta jump around.
The wine, the Bavli, is Yuma.
It's just printers.
Really?
Yeah, it's just printers. Sorry. Not more of that. Abba Rosh Hashanah. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. Be'achah B'nissan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim L'Golim. At first day, Nissan is Rosh Hashanah for kings, meaning it always starts a new year, and for Yom Tovim, because Pesach is first Yom Tov. Be'achah B'Elul, first day of Elul, is a fiscal year turnover. Rosh Hashanah Ma'aseh Behemah, for animals of Ma'aseh Behemah, right? One is last year's, before Rosh Hashanah's last year's crop, after Rosh Hashanah's next year's crop. As Rabbi Shimon Amim, Echah B'Tishrei, it's not Rosh Chodesh Elul, but rather it's the first day of Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, even for Ma'aseh Behemah. Ksiva says, Achodesh Ulochem Rosh Chodeshin. This month is for you, the first month. What, in what respect? Lochem Hu Rosh, it's first for you, meaning for counting months. Bein HaRosh Lo Lashoni, but it's not the first in terms of years. That goes to Tishrei. Lo Lashmitim, nor is it first in terms of Shemitah or Yovel. That all goes to Tishrei, not to Nisan, right? So Lo Tias Lo Yirakos, which go to Tu B'Shvat. So ask Gemara Vayimer. Let's say Lachem Urosh, it's first for you. Vein Rosh Lom Lachem Lo Lergolim. Say it's first for you, but it's not first for kings. Maybe even kings don't start a new year at the in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was as first for kings. The word of Lergolim, the two Yishlaim says the bottom is superfluous. Of course, it's beginning for Yom David. That we can't take away from it. But maybe for kings, it's not. So Rabbi Yaakov Baruch Avin Rabbi Yosef Shem Yehuda said no. Ksiv it says by Shlomo. Vayochel Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni began building the base of Mikdash in the second month. B'sheni in the second. Bishnas Ar Malchuso in the fourth year of his kingship. Hikishnas Ar Bolam Malchuso. There's a linkage term between the fourth year of his kingship. L'sheim Chodashim in the second month. Ma'ashen Shem Chodashim made money in Nisan, just like the month. You only count from Nisan. Av Sheni Shebishnas Ar Malchuso. So to the Sheni, which is mentioned in the fourth month year of his kingdom. Ain Moni Melim Nisan. So to the you only count. Counted from Nisan, not from the time of Rosh Chodesh. Wherever he begins to be king.
The kingdom, they use the number from the kingdom, the fourth year of his kingdom.
Right.
So that's when they use the number of the month.
Mm-hmm.
It's also talking about. From Nisan, it's kind of his second month from Nisan, when his fourth year of his monarchy.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the second year, second month from Nisan. Noel ein shnayim b'chodesh. So it says, "How do you know that the Sheni is coming to teach us that?" He's going to tell us the second day of the month that was Beis Yir. Says more no. Kol makom shneim ar shnayim b'chodesh, and every something happens the second day of the month. Pirish, it says the second day of the month. When El Shnai B'Shabbos, Shabbos is an amazing thing. Shabbos says, maybe when it says the second, doesn't mean the second month of his reign, right, in his anniversary month. Maybe it means that it happened, started building the Beis Hamikdash on Monday. Not the same day of the month. They would say Sheni B'Chodesh. Maybe it's Sheni B'Shabbos. Right? Who says the word Sheni here means the second, the Sheni to the months of his kingship? So we draw a parallel between Iyar, the second month of the year, the months of kingship. Maybe it means the second day of Iyar.
It says B'Chodesh Hasheni.
B'Sheni.
Oh, I see.
So maybe the second B'Sheni, which we're dashing to mean, the second month is also the second month of the king's years, mm-hmm. right? Maybe it means the second month on the second day of the week.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's an amazing thing. It says, Lo Matsanu, Lo Matsanu Cheshbon Zemin HaTor, never in the
week. Mentions what
day of the week it is.
Right.
That's a double portion by you.
Never
days of the week. That's right. It really never says days of the week. In Tanakh! Not just in Chumash. So it says more, wait a minute. Voksi vayer vayvoki yom sheni. No, but it's a good answer. Eilim meidim mibriyasa shalaylam. You don't learn from the creation of the world. Because Krishna world, it's not days of the week, it's days from creation. Yom Echad means day one. Yom Sheni means the second day of creation. Yom Shlishi means the third day of creation. Not Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos.
It's proof that these were not 24-hour days.
Well, I don't know if it's proof.
At least until Wednesday.
I don't know if it's proof, but it could be that it indicates that, you know, they're different kinds of days because they're not days of the week. They're days which kind of start from the beginning of Bria. All right. That's all we'll do because that's all I prepared for. And I have to go to Marv also at 10:20. So you couldn't find any cups?
No. Oh, there's some cups in the kitchen.
What did you bring?